just recently shared a podcast episode with my friend Miriam Harris as she talked about the miracle that her family has experienced with her brother, Sam. God healed Sam from stage 4 cancer, and we are still just reveling in awe and amazement at God's goodness. But I wanted to add just one more layer to that story, because right after I found out about the amazing news, a couple days later, I texted Sam's mom, Miriam's mom, named Anne, and I asked Anne if I could come over and just have a few minutes with her and with Sam. So I got to go over to their house and talk to them about this miracle and get more details about what God has done in Sam's life. Well, along the way in that conversation, Anne said something that I haven't forgotten about. And she talked about specifically the concept of lock and block when it comes to cancer treatment. I believe there is a lot of truth in that, not just for cancer, but in the spiritual realm as well. And as I've processed that in the days since we found out about Sam's miracle, I've also had some meaningful conversation with Anne about the things that God has shown her, the analogies about truth that he's taught her in this process. And well, really, it was so profound that I thought it would be something for us to record here in the podcast studio for all of us as we continue to just revel in this story, whether you know this family or not, but also as we continue to learn so many implications and spiritual truths through it. I'm going to highlight the key verse for Anne's and my conversation in the show notes. And after you listen to what Anne shares about what God has taught her in that, I encourage you and challenge you to go back and look at that passage of scripture yourself, and then to spend time meeting with God about it, and then make him known through it in your own life and relationships. So I'm going to cue the intro, and then we'll be right back for this podcast episode with one of my very favorite people, Anne Wooten. Discipleship starts with a conversation. Sometimes that's easy, but sometimes we're not sure where to even begin. This podcast is created to inspire us about scriptures and relevant topics so that we can walk closer with Jesus and then have meaningful biblical conversations with those God has entrusted to us. Hi, my name is Tasha Williams, and I'm the founder of the Family Disciple Me Ministry. We believe that no matter what our age or stage in life, devotion and discipleship are God's calling on every one of his followers as we seek him, speak him together. So let's skip the intimidation and get straight to the conversation. Hi, Anne. Thank you for coming into the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you made time for this afternoon. You know, for our listeners, a few months ago, we recorded a podcast with my friend Anne for our Meet with God, Make Him Known Mondays. And I'll put the link for that in the show notes just so you can get to know Anne a little bit if you haven't met her in person. But for now, I am so glad that you're back in the studio with us so that you can talk to us about some of the truths that God has shown you in recent months.
Thank you, Tasha. It's wonderful to be here.
This has been quite the season for your family as you have walked alongside Sam, battling cancer with him. Would you just start us at the beginning of that process when you first heard the diagnosis, what God said to you about how he wanted you to be watchful over Sam?
When we got the diagnosis that Sam had classic Hodgkin's lymphoma and it was stage 4, the Lord just really laid on my heart that this was going to be my full-time job and that I was to give it everything I had. So I began to simplify my life and lay down things that I love doing, but I needed to give Sam full attention, and it took every ounce of strength that I had, which the Lord gave through that process and during that time, because it was a number of months of intensive caretaking, of watching over his medications, and also observing Sam, because he's not able to advocate for himself. And in that, I needed to be able to see differences in his behavior. He might not, since he's Down syndrome, he might not state, "I feel bad," because he does not register pain till it's a level, well, until it's about an 8. As well as sometimes he isn't able to really articulate, "My stomach hurts." I knew when I'd see him crawling out of his room, his bedroom, that we had major issues. So in that, I was on all the time.
24/7 for multiple months.
Right.
And as you've processed that, I think that the Lord laid a specific verse on your heart. Do you want to share that with us?
Sure. I'll be happy to. Now, this is Ephesians 6, verse 18. "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." So in that, not only was I praying for Sam and that I would have the strength and wisdom and wherewithal to minister for him and with him, as well as it also had to do with praying for the oncologist, the staff, people that we would come into contact with at the cancer center, those who were ministering to us, bringing meals, coming over to love on us as you did, to encourage us to come and pray for us, because we were very isolated during that time because of Sam's vulnerability. And in seeking to be truly in prayer and listening to the Lord, there were times that I would feel exhausted, and I would just have to get on my knees to really be able to focus on, this is time that I need to take refuge in the Lord so that we can make the next step, whatever that is.
So as Sam got that all clear diagnosis, the doctor talked to you about the concept of lock and block. Explain briefly what that is in the physical realm.
In the physical realm, the goal, and he said he doesn't know how to get there because this is such a surprise, and since it's experimental, is to prevent the cancer from ever returning, that it will be, quote unquote, a total cure. I can translate that also into the spiritual realm.
Please do.
That as we look to lock and block evil out of our lives, temptation, all those things that can divert us from our walk with the Lord, we can open up to what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, leads and guides us to do. And we know that He calls us to pray for one another. He calls us to encourage each other daily. Mm. He calls us to love one another. He calls us in those prayers to walk hand in hand. And I must say that I appreciate and value more than ever the body of Christ. At every turn, in a vast number of ways, we were blessed by the body of Christ.
So as we keep that alertness and that watchfulness for one another, God uses that. I was looking into the Greek for these words after you told me this is your theme verse, and I was noticing that that word alert means I am not asleep. I am watchful. I am careful. It's an analogy that's drawn, an image that's drawn from a shepherd keeping watch over his flock, being very careful, so much to the point of being sleepless. They were keeping such good watch and watch care over the flock. And certainly that's what you've done for Sam in the physical realm in the past months. But as you described, that's what we do in the spiritual realm. We want to keep watch over the influences, over the evil that is seeking to come into our families. We want to keep watch for other believers and be careful for them as well.
Amen to that. I would like to share a short story, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, we were walking in the Wald forest in Germany, and we got lost, and a storm came up. And we continued to stay lost in the midst of the storm. Eventually, at the top of a mountain, we saw a village far away lights. And so we began to head toward it. Now, it was raining cats and dogs. It was lightning. It was thundering. And we came to a meadow where there was a shepherd who was watching over his flock in the middle of the storm. And it was a very unpleasant night, scary night. I started crying because here he was, standing with his big cape in the middle of the rain, watching over those sheep. And we know that's how our Lord is, watching over us. But yes, there were nights that, because Sam, he was so anxious about all that was happening to him, because he felt all of these things in his body changing fast, and he was having side effects. He didn't understand all the words, although I would try to explain to him what I could understand. But at night, sometimes he would come and want to hold my hand, and I knew that was his way of saying, I'm anxious. I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. So I would pray with him, and God would comfort him.
I believe that this alertness, this watchfulness is so important. And as most of my kids are grown now, I only have one left at home. Looking back, the importance of that watchfulness, that vigilance, I don't think I understood even how important it was. And with this whole concept of lock and block, you know, in the physical realm for Sam, it's the lock and block against those cancer cells returning. And for these genius doctors to figure out the ways with immunotherapy to lock and block the cancer cells out. But for us, each of us in the watch care that God has assigned to us, that we do the same in our families, in our lives, in our relationships, in our own personal walks with God. There's so much truth there. And as we talked about that, you also began to talk to me about some other truths, analogies that God was showing you through what you've walked through with Sam and how those relate to the spiritual life. I think there was one in particular that you said that God was teaching you about a pirouette. Do you want to share?
Sure. I'd be happy to. The oncology team remind me of ballet dancers because they get the lab reports within 45 minutes of taking it. Now, Sam has blood drawn out of a port that was surgically inserted in his chest, and or the PET scan, which they don't do often. But the lab reports come in about every 3 weeks. They evaluate them. And in that, they can change direction quickly. I have observed the oncologist. He will say, well, let's try this approach regarding ABC medications at home, and if you see this, let me know, or whatever it is he puts together as far as the next immunotherapy. Well, 15 minutes later, while we're still in the office, he said, no, I think we'll do this. So, you know, he is processing quickly, but in that, there's a fluidity to it. So I cannot be rigid. I cannot say, it's going to be this, this, and this. And I can't even have that expectation because the specialists don't know, and I surely don't know, but I do know this, God knows. Mm. And so it's all the more an opportunity to trust in the Lord, to guide the oncologist and to help us to do the best we can in the home care, which is, again, being alert to, I mean, I check Sam every day for side effects.
And just as that truth speaks into your life about trusting God in the oncologist office and in the home treatment for Sam and trusting God in all of that, how does that encourage and challenge you in your own personal walk with God?
All the more to trust him, that he is the great physician, the great healer. He knows the plan. I don't. And the oncologist does not either. But we know this, this child who the world would have killed before he was born. He's precious in the sight of the Lord, and God has planned for him. Now, how long and what it looks like, I have no idea. But I know this, God calls us to be faithful to him, to stick like glue. And in fact, an analogy is when you go into cancer treatment, you sign a pledge, a promise, a contract that you won't give up. You won't stop it. You'll stick with it to the end, whatever the end is. And so that's how I think, for me, what God has laid on my heart is stick with the program. Don't give up. Stick with the word. Stay in prayer. Stay faithful. And to the body of Christ, for all of us, that we persevere, that we endure, no matter how hard it may get.
And actually, this verse talks about that perseverance, that stick-to-it-ness, that continuing onward.
Right, it does. And when we look at the previous verses in Ephesians 6 about putting on the armor, well, that's what gives us the perseverance, is putting on the armor, being in the Word, of the breastplate of salvation, the helmet, you know, all of the elements of that armor so that we can fight in the battle, because we all have battles and everyone is hurting in some way or another at different times. So we must never assume we're the only ones. And that hints, as we pray for one another and pray for the believers, but being alert as to what their needs are. God opened a number of doors in the cancer clinic by laying on my heart to not be so concerned about Sam that I would miss opportunities to be concerned about others. And sometimes it just took one question and the floodgates were open. People wanted to talk about their experiences on this journey or just to share whatever about their lives, but they were delighted to get to have an opportunity to, and I really wanted to know how they were doing and what was helping them and what their interests were. So made a number of delightful new friends there.
That is so beautiful. I love that. And I love, there's so many stories that Anne has shared with me about their interactions at the Cancer Treatment Center and just the way Sam loved on people and glorified God in the midst of all of it. As we get ready to close, is there any final encouragement that you would have in this particular episode about alertness and perseverance for our listeners?
Well, I think sometimes back to guards through the night. In the military, I saw them. We lived one of our tours in Germany. No, actually, two of them. There was a big guardhouse behind our house, and the guards were watching over the tanks and other soldiers. And they would be up all night long. They did not give up. They did not give in. They were there with a purpose, and they endured, no matter what the weather or what was going on. And that's how I think we are called to be, is to be alert that God will strengthen us, even if it's through the night. He will help us to do what we must do to be on call and present.
Amen. Amen. Well, Anne, thank you for being here. I so appreciate and love you and pray, continue to pray with you for Sam, for your family. And for those of you who are listeners, we just encourage you in the watchfulness and the vigilance that God has for you in your life right now, as you seek to lock and block in your own life, whatever that looks like, with your children, with your family, with your own personal walk with God, marriage, relationship, friendship, whatever it is, you know what it is that God is impressing on your heart right now. We encourage you to lean into that. Don't give up. Persevere. Be encouraged, friend. Go with God. We encourage you, challenge you to take this verse, Ephesians 6:18, to heart, to spend some time meeting with God about it, listening to His voice about this truth in your life. And then we challenge you to go make Him known and share with others what God has spoken to you through this passage. We're praying for you. We love you in Jesus' name. Until next time.